Good morning. Again, I'd like to welcome the visitors that we have with us today. Very glad that you came to worship with us. You know, a lot of people, they like the idea of heaven. Even people that are necessarily not religious, they like the idea of heaven. Somebody passes away. Even people that don't go to worship, they make a comment, so-and-so's gone on to heaven. A lot of people don't have a problem with heaven. Some people that are atheists may not believe it, but most people in general, they like the concept of heaven. Heaven is everything good. Everything. It's where God is. But when it gets to hell, a lot of people have some problems with hell, that there is a hell. Some people can believe that there's a heaven. They don't want to believe that there's a hell, because hell is the ultimate bad place. There's nothing positive about hell. We understand that there is a hell. We would not be here today if we did not believe that concept. We'd be out doing whatever. But this is a good reminder for us, and it is a good teaching tool when we come across people, like we just mentioned, that may not like that concept of hell or may not believe in the concept of hell. So this might be a useful tool today in study with others. But I want to look at the concept. Hell is real. It is real. It's sometimes easy for us, even as Christians, to kind of not forget, but we lose the emphasis. When people turn to Christianity, every single person might have a different emotion, might have a different, when I say a different reason, it's not that you're baptized for different things, but I know for me, when I was baptized, I did not want to go to hell. I have known some people that they wanted to be baptized when they came to the realization of the tremendous sacrifice and love that God and Jesus gave for them. It's the least they could do is to obey and to follow God and to follow the teachings and all that. Me, I did not want to go to hell. And this is a good reminder for us. And like I said, maybe a teaching tool for others. If hell's not real, and this that's an argument some people say, well, you know, hell's not a real place. If hell is not real, Jesus lied. Believing that hell's not real is a lot easier to choke down than the fact that Jesus lied. Jesus is not a liar. Jesus talked about hell. He warned people about hell. He warned people in his day. He's warning people in our day through his word about hell. In Matthew 5, on the Sermon on the Mount, in verses 29 and 30, he's using an example. He says, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Let's start off with what Jesus is not saying here. Jesus is not saying, go around and poke out your eyeballs. He's not saying, go around, carry a hatchet with you, and if your right hand causes you to sin, chop it off. One, that's not what he's saying. He goes on in the Sermon on the Mount to talk about the difference between just because you don't do an action doesn't mean you're not guilty. Just because you don't steal something doesn't mean, if you don't steal something, it might be because somebody's watching. But boy, if the moment they turn their back, you're going to steal something. It's all in your heart. Jesus is saying, you do whatever it takes to avoid going to hell. To remain in the light. You do whatever you can to not sin. He uses some drastic examples. The point being, you want to do anything you can to avoid going to hell. He goes on to say in Matthew 10, verse 28, he says, and do not fear those who kill the body, but it cannot kill the soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Jesus talked about hell. Jesus is very aware that there is a hell, and he does not want you to go there. He doesn't want us to live a life that the results of those of that life will be that you wind up in hell. If there's not a hell, Jesus lied to us. And we know that's not the case. Amen. If there's not a hell, God is unjust. How can God be unjust? Everything about him is just, he would not be God if he wasn't. In Psalm 116, verse 5, it says, glorious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. If God was anything but those things, he would not be God. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4 really hits it on the head. It says, he is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. Have you ever heard the argument by people? Well, if God's a loving, they start off, if God's a loving and just God, why does he allow blah, 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 blah to happen? God is love, and he wouldn't send so many people to hell. Well, you know what? He's just. And he's going to reward those that obey him. God does not get joy out of people going to hell. But it wouldn't be fair, and he's anything but unfair, to not be just. In the world, that's one of the things that separates religious people and worldly people is the fairness. Out in the world, there's a lot of things that are unfair. But with God's precepts, with God's word, everything is fair. Everything is perfect according to God. If hell is not real, what was done at the cross was useless, unneeded, if hell's not real? The sacrifice, the pain that Jesus went through would have been worthless and unneeded if hell was not real. In Romans 5, verses 6 through 9, this is the passage Dick read for us earlier. It said, "For when we were still without strength," if I'm not mistaken, the American Standard Version says, "Well, we were still helpless," if I remember right. "In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then," now so far, this is all about the good, positive love that people are drawn sometimes to Christ and to God for. But verse 9, "Much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." The wrath that God is going to display to the world is unlike anything ever seen nor heard. God's demonstrated he's willing to do it once during Noah's time. It's not just an idle threat. It's not mom from the other room, "Don't make me come in there." God's demonstrated that he will destroy the world, that we shall be saved from wrath through him. John 19, verse 30, toward the end of the account where Jesus is on the cross, says, "So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." It is finished. What is finished? This act of his execution? No. It is finished. The plan God had to give man salvation from the beginning of time, from before the creation of the world, God had set this in play, that he would sacrifice his only begotten son. Because whoever doesn't follow him and his teachings will be judged by his word, and they will face wrath. If heaven's not real, Jesus died in vain. He was beaten in vain. He lived a life of denial in vain. If hell's not real. If hell's not real, Christians, us, have wasted our lives. We could probably make a list of a few thousand things we could be doing right now. Think of the sleeping in we could do. But I'm here. There's certain sins that are pretty fun. We could be doing those. We've wasted our lives devoting ourselves to serving God if there's not a hell. Luke 9:23, Jesus is explaining to his followers, says, "Then he said to them all, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.'" If hell's not real, that's a tall order to fill. Why do we have to deny ourselves? Why do we have to do without Why do we have to turn our back on so many things that many of them are kind of fun to do? If there's not a hell. Why do we have to take up our cross every day and follow you, Jesus, if there's not a hell? We've wasted a lot of time. We wouldn't have had to do that. But we've chosen to do that cheerfully. It's not a burden to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him, because we're Christians. And we are confident that there's a hell, because we don't want to go there. Paul, wrapping this up, Paul hit it right on the head. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19, he says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. He's talking about the people that didn't believe in a resurrection. Basically, people that don't believe in a heaven and a hell. People that don't believe that there's something after this. Think of the things Paul went through. The beatings, the stonings, the shipwreck, imprisonments, and eventually martyrdom, execution. Why? Because he's a Christian. And if his hope was only during this life, he suffered more than anybody, or at least of his contemporaries, if there's not a hell. Hell is real. It's a good reminder for us, and it's a good few bits of ammunition for us to use in studying with other people that may come across with this attitude that we might be able to present to them. We have to do all we can to avoid going to hell. In our conduct, our speech, and even our attitude, because we don't want to wind up there. It's a good reminder for us as we go into this new week. Let us let our light shine to hopefully avoid not only us going there, but maybe we can take a few people with us to heaven. Amen. If you need to respond to the invitation, please come forward, let your needs be known. If you need to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, to avoid going to hell. Don't want to scare you into the water. I tell you, that's what got me into the water. You know, I didn't want to go to hell. If you need prayers of the congregation, if you have sin in your life and you need to repent, don't take another minute. Do whatever you need to be right with God. Please come forward. Let your needs be known while we stand and sing.